Come along and join Sean Rosenmoss, Senior Environmental Specialist with the San Francisco Department of the Environment's Carbon Fund. In addition to the SF Carbon Fund's promotion of zero waste, renewable energy, enhanced energy efficiency, carbon sequestration, and electric vehicle initiatives, we'll discover firsthand ways that businesses such as the Hilton San Francisco Union Square have been partnering for more than 20 years to minimize their carbon footprint. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Sean Rosenmoss and Joe Licata, the Hilton's Community Projects Manager, and the hotel's Director of Property Operations, Brian Mork, for an overview of the SF Carbon Fund's diverse projects and partnerships and some specific examples of implemented energy-saving initiatives at the Hilton.
Hello, this is Joe Licata, Community Projects Manager at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. Tom, it's my great pleasure to introduce you to my friend Sean Rosenmoss, the Department of the Environment and also the manager of the SF Carbon Fund, which is an organization near and dear to my heart and also an organization that we really try to promote with our meeting planners when they want to make a very sustainable meeting and want to offset the carbon footprint of their meeting. So I'm going to let Sean tell you all about the good work that she does.
The Carbon Fund is a city project. It started in 2009. The city passed legislation that says whenever a city employee travels on city business, 13% of the cost of that airfare has to go to the Carbon Fund to help mitigate and sequester carbon emissions related to that travel. The main piece of that legislation is that the money has to be invested in local projects. We calculate the carbon emissions. And the program has grown now. It's about $180,000 a year, which is not that big for a grant-making program. But the community impact of the program is actually huge. We've invested in a biodiesel fueling facility in San Francisco. We've invested in a lot of greening and tree planting and removing pavement. Most recently, we have invested in a program that provides small loans to businesses in San Francisco so that they can start the project of doing energy efficiency retrofits in their small businesses, which helps keep them in San Francisco. Their profit margins are so thin, it's virtually impossible for them to come up with the funding to just put up the money up front, and we're talking like $500 to $1,500.
Somebody would want solar panels on their roof.
No, this is energy efficiency retrofits.
Okay, within the structure.
Yeah, and the thing is there's a lot of rebates that the state provides. There's a lot of rebates that the city provides. There's a lot of technical assistance. And the payback once they do these retrofits is huge. They will be earning their money back really quickly. But small businesses, particularly in places like the Mission and Chinatown, they literally don't have the $500 up front, $1,500 up front to say, okay, I need to start this process and help secure the contractor. And so we've started a small revolving loan fund so that they can get that funding. And no bank is going to loan $1,500 to a small business.
Help dial me in.
It might be retrofitting all of the light bulbs somewhere. It might be helping retrofit the doors of the refrigerator in a corner market so that they're not wasting as much electricity on their refrigerators. So that's the kind of stuff. It's not insulation. It's not solar. It's just for the energy that you're using. So our small revolving loan fund, Carbon Fund, supplements that program and helps small businesses be able to take advantage of the bigger state program.
And the way, with the wonderful work that Sean and the SF Carbon Fund are doing for greening programs and for energy efficiency programs in San Francisco, one of the ways that we can connect with that as hotels and for meetings, here at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, we often get groups in who want to determine what is the carbon footprint of this meeting. And usually the groups that are interested in knowing that are also the groups that are interested in making a contribution of some sort to the city in some way. And that could be a volunteer project or it could actually be a donation of some sort. So I then go back to them and say, yes, we can provide that. I can give you the results of your carbon footprint, of your travel to San Francisco, of the energy used while you were having your meeting here, of the water used. Now you have this information. What would you like to do with that information? One of the things you can do to offset it is to make a voluntary contribution. Maybe even incorporate that in your meeting. Have all of your attendees make a contribution of some sort, even if it's $1 or $2. We can assure that that money then goes to the SF Carbon Fund. You are reinvesting that money in San Francisco's greening infrastructure and also in San Francisco businesses. So this is something that we advocate here at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. And also, I happen to also be involved with a wonderful meeting planner organization called the Green Meetings Industry Council, the Northern California chapter. And I have the opportunity to introduce other meeting planners to the SF Carbon Fund. We recently had an event with the GMIC, Northern California Network, at SCRAP, one of the wonderful organizations that the SF Carbon Fund supports. And then we had a lovely reception at the Department of the Environment, and Sean was able to talk more about what the Carbon Fund does. So this is how we like to connect with the Carbon Fund.
Yes. Part of the legislation, in addition to mitigating the emissions related to city employee air travel, we have also opened up the Carbon Fund to any other external organization who might want to invest in local projects that sequester carbon. We've gotten many conferences now who have invested. And again, we have a whole way of accounting for the carbon, so we can say, here's how many tons of carbon you're sequestering or mitigating as a result of your investment in this program.
Some specific examples of some of your partners and partnerships.
We have the deputy city librarian for the city of San Francisco, and I, in 2008, started a program called Green Stacks, which involves all 27 branch libraries in San Francisco. It's kind of an umbrella around greening operations and maintenance, their collections, books, DVDs, CDs, anything that you want to check out, events, programming, and ancillary, so Green Bookmobile, Spoke In Word, which is kind of a bike mobile that they take out. It's a bike that looks like a bookmobile, but it's a bike. And so we have a lot of stuff going on at all of the branch libraries in San Francisco. Lots and lots of environmental programming, exhibits, films, speakers. And it's a great opportunity for the Department of the Environment because the libraries are in every neighborhood in San Francisco. We have a really robust public library system. They see, I think it's 15 million people a year, and they're probably not tourists. They're probably San Franciscans, and since we have a population of a little bit over 800,000 people, that indicates to me that people are going more than once to their local library. So it's a great outreach opportunity for us. And then, of course, for the library, it serves the needs of whatever community they're in. The librarians speak every language in San Francisco. They have 600 staff. So that kind of collaboration are the kinds of things that I work on. Boys and Girls Clubs, we gave them a zero waste grant several years ago, and now we're working with all of the Boys and Girls Club branches in San Francisco. Same kind of thing. You know, we're going in, we're helping them do their energy efficiency retrofits. We're helping them participate in a program called Go Solar SF, where they can install solar panels. We're working to try and integrate some of our curriculum and educational stuff into their after-school activities and things that they're working on with kids. So those are the kind of things that we're working on. You know, and then we give out probably $500,000 a year in grants between our environmental justice program, between our zero waste program, and the Carbon Fund. So working with lots and lots of community-based organizations with that.
A hands-on example of your relationship with Hilton.
Joe has been working with our zero waste team for, what, 25 years?
It's been a while.
So Joe, I think, now I'm going to tell the story and you can correct me, start seeing all of this stuff, these sheets, when the Hilton's done with them, they go to landfill. These beds, right, when the Hilton's done with them, they go to landfill. The furniture, whatever, you have to have a certain standard, I understand that. And so Joe came in and was like, you know what, this sucks. We need to do a better job with the stuff that we're getting rid of. And so started working with nonprofits to make sure that the furniture that they were getting rid of got into the hands of nonprofits, homeless shelters, whoever needed them. started programs. Now you're working with San Francisco State on the linens, right? So San Francisco State gets the linens and they make bags and things like out of them. So big connection with our zero waste people for decades. Joe was, you know, was the leader in the Green Meeting Industry Council. And then so branching it out from there to not just look at zero waste, but look at all kinds of things, non-toxic products and organic foods and how we serve the community and their energy use. So the gamut of what we can do, you know, if we put an environmental social justice ethos over how a company operates, that's what Joe has done with the Hilton. My department, we work on environmental justice, we work on zero waste, we work on energy efficiency, renewable energy, carbon sequestration, sea level rise, adaptation, electric vehicles. So, I mean, we have a lot of stuff that we're working on. There's a place that all of those things fit with our work with the Hilton.
Yes, there is this interconnectedness, but it's really just a way that we can be part of the community, support the efforts of the Department of the Environment, do our best to reduce energy, water use, manage our solid waste more efficiently, get to that zero waste. We've made a commitment here at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square to be zero waste by 2020, and that is part of the city's commitment as well. So what we do in terms of our production, our operations, our commitment to the community, we try to align ourselves with the good work of the Department of the Environment and the SF Carbon Fund.
So the city of San Francisco, for years and years, we had these climate goals, right? And so we're throwing out stuff like 80% below 1990 levels by blah, 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 and 15% below da-da-da-da-da, except on Tuesdays when it's going to be 27% more. But that would be not the exact 1990 levels, but more like the 1985 levels. But, I mean, you could see people, like, just step out of their bodies, like, excuse me, I'm, you know, making my grocery list. It was like Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah. And so our last climate action strategy that the city came out with a couple of years ago, and this isn't just the Department of the Environment, this is the overall city strategy. We had to articulate this in a way that businesses and community members and CBOs could get on board with, because it was just way too wonky, and we have to get everyone on board. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And so very elegantly articulated, our climate goals are zero waste, and that means also zero toxics, 50% of all transportation taken in sustainable modes of transit, so if you can't take muni or ride the bike or walk, at least get an electric vehicle, 100% renewable energy, and under that category is, of course, energy efficiency, and that means 100% renewable energy off of all fossil fuels. So electric vehicles, getting rid of natural gas, and then roots. Those three things are about how we do less bad. Roots is about how we do more good. And that's really, from a very wonky perspective, it is about sequestering carbon, taking carbon out of the atmosphere. We include under roots biodiversity, all of the things that we're doing to have a green city, attract butterflies, you know, all of those things that are about healing the planet, that are not only doing less bad, but they're also doing more good. And the roots obviously ties right back into zero waste, because we have a pretty robust composting program. What we have found out is that if you spread compost on rangelands, it actually sequesters quite a bit more carbon than if you just left those rangelands. So we're using our compost to help sequester carbon. So again, all connected, but those are our climate goals. So the Hilton has also taken those goals and said, okay, zero waste, what are we going to do in that area? Zero toxics, what are we going to do in that area? Green cleaning, okay, great. 50% of transit and 100% renewable energy. How can we do our energy efficiency? What can we look at?
We do have electric charging stations in the garage. We take all of that very much to heart. It's wonderful that I have the opportunity to meet and work with Sean often. She really keeps me in line and keeps me focused on our goals and how we can manage to incorporate the good measures that the city is demanding, really, for us to be viable and for our citizens. So working with Sean is educational, it's challenging, and it's rewarding.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you're highlighting the Hilton. We all really do have to be working together. I think in some climate circles, very often business is the enemy, and we can't afford to have that attitude. We really have to look at, okay, how are we going to do this as a city?
For further information in your world,
our department works on policy, programs, and partnerships. And you can find all kinds of information about those things on the sfenvironment.org website.
Sean Rosenmoss, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much.
It is my pleasure to introduce you to my hero. Brian Mork is our Director of Property Operations at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. He and his team have brought this hotel to the epitome of sustainability in terms of our systems here. Water, energy, we're working very hard on our solid waste management. He has brought this hotel into the 21st century. As you know, we opened in 1964. We have three buildings that are seamlessly connected. And through the efforts of Brian and his team, our energy systems, our water systems, our HVA systems are truly state-of-the-art. Most recently, he has become a YouTube entertainer. If you just put up YouTube and swap with Whole Foods and Hilton, you'll see Brian on the air. So it's my pleasure to introduce you to Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, good morning.
What's closest to your heart and what you're most proud of here?
I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish here. We've reduced energy here by probably close to 30% since I started.
Over how long a period of time?
It's just a win-win. It's good for sustainability. It's good business. It's just good all around.
Primary ways that you managed to do that?
It's really about operating the hotel more efficiently. A lot of the projects have actually made guest comfort even better. Simple thing like controlling the water that we pump around for the guest room air conditioning. Well, if we pump it around at the right demand, it actually is less noisy in the middle of the night. So we not only make our guests happier, but we also save energy.
Any solar thoughts or any wind thoughts?
You know, we've looked at some renewable energy and renewable energy production. It gets a little challenging with our hotel. We don't have really the right roof to do solar, wind. You get into some complicated structural things. So we've really focused on, I've heard the phrase coined, negawatts. We're basically trying to not use the power in the first place.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the largest hotel on the West Coast, with 1,919 guest rooms and over 135,000 square feet of meeting space. It's a small city, really, to manage. And one of the things that I'm so incredibly proud of is the way water is managed and all of the improvements that have come down into the hotel, especially in the last 10 years. For example, last year we were in the fourth year of a historic drought here in San Francisco. Now, with the water reduction programs that Brian and his team put in place, with every remodel and retrofit of bathrooms, showers, toilets, faucets, were water reduction programs. Again, never at the cost of any guest experience. Even in this historic drought, and with the help of the improvements, and we do have a laundry on site too, our water was reduced by 10%.
I would imagine that it's low flow and energy saving fixtures that would be the simplest solution.
Yeah, that's where most of our water savings have come from, is low flow fixtures in the guest rooms. Usually when we're doing the retrofits, you know, there's Title 24 that asks you to put more efficient finishes, but we're usually going beyond Title 24 and looking towards the future. And Joe mentioned the laundry as well. When we redid the laundry, we used to do 2.5 gallons per pound in the laundry of water. Now we're down to just under a gallon per pound.
What made that possible?
It was just a newer, more efficient washer.
I've heard stories from different hotel properties about changing the type of soaps that you use.
Yeah, so we did switch to using hydrogen peroxide, getting away from bleach, because bleach is not good for the water system, so we switched to that years ago. There's some energy savings there. You don't have to run the water quite as hot, but it's basically is cost neutral, but it does, you know, it's just the right way to do it.
Right, and of course, you know, we began our compost efforts here at the hotel in 2002. Of course, with composting, we're keeping the organic matter out of the trash container. And so just with this aggressive composting program we have, with food scraps, food waste, food soiled paper, food soiled cardboard. We are probably the biggest supplier to the compost fields up in Jepson Landing. And of course, you know, that compost is then, it has a period of about 9 months before it's turned into a product that is then used in the farms and vineyards around San Francisco. So I'm very proud of the fact that we were the largest hotel in San Francisco to begin composting, and that's been 14 years ago. That's another way that we manage solid waste. We do have aggressive recycling programs, and of course, by donating items, we're keeping that out of the solid waste as well. We mentioned our soap recovery program. So the soap is kept out of the landfill. We harvest that. As you know, goes to Global Soap. We had talked about that in another segment. And Brian is always looking for ways to reduce energy. Even the finishes we use for remodels that have less off-gassing.
Yeah, so we were, you know, the last, probably last 5 years, we've moved away from any VOCs and any of the paints or wall coverings that we're using.
Talk to us about quantifying some of the things that you're talking about as far as savings and reuse.
Recently, we were awarded the SEP certification from the Department of Energy. That's Superior Energy Performance. We're one of only three hotels in the country to have received it. Basically, we quantified that we had saved 6% of energy over the last year and a half, I think was the time frame that we used. And then how we got that done was the same kind of stuff that you can do at your house, looking at more efficient lighting. I mean, the LEDs that are out on the market these days are great, and they save a ton of energy, turning stuff off when you're not using it. You know, and it's like when you're doing your laundry in your house, making sure that you're doing a full load in your laundry, not doing half loads. Same thing with the dishwasher in your house. Same thing we do here. It's just we do bigger washers and bigger dishwashers, but we make sure we run them efficiently. Turning off the water while you're brushing your teeth.
Common sense.
Just common sense stuff. Yeah.
Before we go, tell us the backstory on you. How did you wind up coming here, and how did your job evolve? And over the years, what are you now most proud of?
Oh, good question. So I started here 28 years ago, and I basically started at the bottom, just changing light bulbs. Worked my way up, went through an apprenticeship program, graduated as Apprentice of the Year, became a manager, and then ultimately became director. And really what I've done as a director is what I'm most proud of. It's the team that I've assembled here. I'm very proud of them. All the stuff that we get accomplished, I couldn't do it without them. So from the stuff that we've done, we've received lots of awards and recognitions, like the SCP that I talked about. We've seen other recognitions from PG&E. And, you know, it's those, the recognition of the stuff that we've done, that's what makes me the most proud of.
You know what's fascinating about you and your world? They say housekeeping should be done but out of sight and not seen. And it's even more so with you guys, because the last thing they want to see is a guy with a tool belt coming down the aisle. So that must be a masterful art and a dance to get your job done without intruding.
Absolutely. I always consider, if I do my job right, you don't know I'm here. And that's when I've done my job properly. That's one of my biggest daily challenges, is just trying to schedule around events to make sure that we get the job done that we need to get done, but we do it without sacrificing guest comfort.
Really fascinating art and a dance.
Yes, it is.
Brian Mork, Director of Property Operations at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Francisco.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin reporting from Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansas Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
The Underbed techno music was performed by Michael Carlin.
large room full of people, all kinds. And they had all arrived at the same building at more or less the same time. And they were all free. And they were all asking themselves the same question.